More to Myth Than Meets the Eye, by J. Jeff Toller for Shenandoah Christian Alliance, j.toller@scofforchrist.org. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever, here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. Psalm chapter 132 verses 5-7. From Mount Fuji in Japan to the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, there are examples of something regarded as the evidence and belief in the Axis Mundi. A perceived center of the world, where heaven and earth are connected. This concept is also known by other names, including the World Tree, the World Pillar, and the Cosmic Axis. Since ancient times, many cultures have held the view of their homeland as the center of the world, as it was the center of their known universe. The best example to illustrate this belief is that of the Chinese civilization. In the Chinese language, China is translated as the Middle Kingdom. In a similar manner, the ancient Egyptians perceived their land as the center of the world, which was ruled by order, while chaos reigned in the lands beyond their borders. In Pushing Beyond the Bounds of Geography, The Vitruvian Man, by Leonardo da Vinci depicts humanity as the Axis Mundi, the center point of creation. His now iconic sketch, pictured, reveals the human body's ideal proportions. But also, the Vitruvian Man, as often considered an archetypal representative of the High Renaissance, just as Leonardo himself came to represent the archetypal Renaissance man, it holds a unique distinction in aligning art, mathematics, science, classicism, and naturalism. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/vitruvian_man? See also. https://mymodernmet.com/leonardo-da-vinci-vitruvian-man/? Axis Mundi translates from the Latin for world axis. In terms of philosophy or politics, this is the establishing principle for order and peace. This, according to myths and legends, refers to a central point, or line that connects the earth to the heavens and underworld. It is a common symbol in both religions and regions of the world. In astronomy, it's the axis of the earth between the celestial poles, by which is the axis of rotation of the celestial sphere. Where heaven and earth meet. Within this realm at the center of the world, there is a specific spot where heaven and earth was believed to be connected. Maps from the Middle Ages placed Jerusalem at the center of the earth, where the distance between them has been seen as the smallest. This spot, which is also known as the Axis Mundi, was often ascribed to an elevated place such as a mountain, due to its symbolic rising to the skies. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. But there is great spiritual, even existential significance of an understanding of Axis Mundi. A serial presentation now on Daily Wire and featuring Jordan B. Peterson, pictured, explores the history and tradition of the ancient Near East and its connection with ancient Greece. The first episode takes a deep dive into humanity's quest for a North Star, an orienting compass through time and space, looking for what might be the true Axis Mundi. Peterson, along with Ben Shapiro, explore Jerusalem, or Zion, the very city that, from the biblical narrative, bridges the gap between God and man. They visit the Temple Mount, epicenter of religious controversy, and the Shrine of the Book, where literacy and culture are still passed down generationally. This is the land where power led to corruption and the catalysts that led to rulers being held accountable in the City of David. Walking the newly discovered pilgrimage road, they examined the idea that we ought be to moving from the lower to the higher, the ascension toward God. I see this as more significant than we may think, especially now. If we accept this premise of the center line or even as a plumb line, we might ask, how do we compare the forces in our world that are antithetical to the Christian believer, or at least his traditional Western worldview? Do they have a cosmic axis or center line? For example, what is the Axis Mundi, or even its equivalent, in a Marxist hegemony? Arguably, the dominant forces arrayed against Western civilization today, like Marxism or atheism, and certainly, anti-humanism, have no serious correspondence or parallel. Indeed, such worldviews are the very definition of dystopia. In fully understanding this, one must be either horrified by, or expectant of, the return of Jesus Christ for his bride. No, he isn't returning to rescue the United States of America, or any other place on earth, because he is the Axis Mundi, the bridge between heaven and earth. He will judge all the nations one day. It's not merely theory that Western civilization flourished from the spread of Christianity by employing the historic theological tenets of the Christian faith and ethos. The West dominated virtually every area of human flourishing on earth for centuries: truth, beauty, science, literature, architecture, innovation, and exploration. If we were to take the trouble to parse the disturbing developments in depravity in just the last 20 years, we would have to conclude that this history is, in fact, precisely why the enemies of humanity hate the West. By now, we can safely say that Europe is collapsing in on itself. Only a handful of countries have awakened to the destruction of their historic identities, their economies, and what remains of any liberty for their native communities. It may be too little and too late for them. One fact alone will attest to this. The sustainable birth rate, or replacement level fertility rate, is 2.1 live births per woman. Recent statistics will show that the average birth rate in Europe is 1.5. https://www.statista.com/statistics/61-2074/fertility-rates-in-european-countries/closing-square-bracket. A rate of 2.1 is the replacement rate necessary for both the mother and father to replace themselves. Notice that part of the world where it's still happening. The Industrial Revolution shifted the world's economy from agriculture to manufacturing, vastly increasing production and efficiency. But, this in turn ushered in the factory system, which replaced the domestic system of industrial production. Because women were the domestic system for thousands of years, this became the catalyst for all the unintended consequences that were impossible to predict and prepare for. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 14-16, ESV. If conservatives are called to conserve, and Christians are called to disciple, the prime directive in this cultural revolution is to battle against their deconstruction. Politically, it's sheer folly to drift away from the Axis Mundi. When it demands our fealty to it for not just survival but for prospering. Yet, the allure of the enemy, as always, is utterly deceptive. To avoid catastrophe, we must follow our compass. He changes times and seasons, he deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21.